It's a Tuesday afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, time for our weekly chat concerning the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, based in Warren. We're joined by Mara Whitman, Director of the Arts Council. Hi, Mara. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Well, I'm recovering from the Viking game last night, like a lot of folks are, and the sun did rise this morning. That's good. Yeah. And I understand you know some people that were moaning, too, last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were moaning a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, what's new at the Arts Council these days?
Well, we have... We're busy in the office because we have a few programs that are rolling in high gear right now, trying to have people participate in both writing grants for our grant deadlines that are coming up on November 1st, and also we have some programs that we're just asking artists or patrons to try and make decisions right now whether they want to participate. So I thought I would just talk a little bit about all the things that are going on that we're doing as services and as grants right at the moment.
Sure, let's get to it. All right.
Well, one, our main program, the Arts Legacy Grants, are large grants of up to $10,000 with a 10% cash match. And this is a main deadline for us. November 1st is a primary deadline. We have lots of grants that come in. We have a good amount of money left, so this is a great time for applicants to talk with me and find out if their project fits and just have that grant into our office while we still have quite a bit of funding.
Okay.
So this is a good time for that. We have our Arts Project Grants, which are a similar grant to Legacy. They use general allocation funds from the state, so there's a little bit of different restrictions. And they're a $3,000 grant. So some projects fit better in that category, and that has a deadline now also. And we are offering a special deadline for school districts to apply for arts equipment, and that's up to a $3,000 grant. And they can put it towards their theater, for instance, with some maybe lighting or sound equipment that they've needed to upgrade, or their visual art department might have some needs, as well as, you know, media arts is kind of expensive when you want to do video or photography with your students.
Sure.
So this is a good time for schools in our area to apply because we don't always offer this grant. So I'm talking with superintendents and trying to, you know, gear up for that deadline in a week and a half. And we, in general, just while we're on the school topic, I have a grant that we give to schools as a first-come, first-served residency project. So if they haven't applied yet to our office, we still have funding in that category. And a lot of times the artists are artists that come from the Compass roster down the cities, and they travel to our area as very highly trained, quality artists bringing residency experiences in, you know, visual art, performing arts, literary arts to our students in our area. So those grants are $2,100 or a $2,500 grant if the experience has quite a bit of supplies and materials needed. And they're roughly a week experience. So we have four grants going on right now that have a deadline in the next week and a half. So I'm actively talking with those applicants, and we couldn't even use more applicants.
A very busy time. And also there's a display going up at the Artist Gallery in East Grand Forks, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We have a little gap right now of a few weeks. So a couple of our key artists are putting up their work. Margaret Anderson from Lancaster is a watercolor painting artist, as well as she does some acrylics and oils. And she's going to have her work on display. And I believe Therese arranged for another woman from the Red Lake Falls area to show her work too, but it might just be Margaret Anderson's work on display. If the other lady is putting her work up this week, then I can announce that next week and let you know that week work is up also.
All right.
And then we have a holiday show, Ron, that we do. And this year we're trying to have a little different incentives. It's a show that we put up right now in November and have it for the 2 weeks going through Christmas. So it's a good time to show your work in the gallery when people are moving through the mall area of East Grand Forks, going to the movie theater and just holiday shopping, as well as there's a lot of dining in that area, so people are moving about. And so if you want to put a piece up that is either a winter theme or a Christmas or Thanksgiving theme that fits our show, and you can qualify if you put a piece in for our, we'll just put everyone's name into the pot, and someone can win one of our CSA entries, which is worth $225 to earn, to win that artwork. So you'll get kind of a free entry into that program, which I'll describe in a minute. And you also can, we've arranged that instead of having to drive your one piece of art to East Grand Forks to drop off on our drop-off day, you can actually bring it to your local library, and then we'll find out from the librarian that your work is there to be in our show in East Grand Forks, and we'll just do a trip, a circle around our area, and pick up the artwork this time. So,
wow, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, so we're hoping that will work out. And if you need any information, you know, if you're a listener and you would like to know more about the holiday show, we have information on our website, or you can call me directly, and my number is 218-745-9111, and our website is our name, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. So those are a couple of things going on in the gallery space. And I briefly mentioned our community-supported art program. So that's the CSA program is a fun program that we do that we have four new artists involved in right now. One artist is from East Grand Forks. She's creating some scarves. We have an artist from Roseau that's doing, Janet Johnson's doing some ceramic rattles. They're kind of a fun piece to have in your home.
Sure.
And we have just, you know, we have another artist from the Greenbush Badger area. She's doing a mosaic piece that would be like a stepping stone for your garden. Mm-hmm. And so we have a nice, diverse group of pieces. It's $225 to receive seven pieces of original art created by our local artists. And then if you participate in the program as a patron to buy a share to get to receive the seven pieces of art, we have a reception going on November 10th in Warren, and you can come to receive some refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and meet the artists and see some demonstrations and, of course, receive your artwork. So
wow.
Kind of a fun program.
It's a very, very busy time for the Arts Council. They serve Minnesota counties including Kitson, Marshall, Norman, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Roseau. And again, for more information about all of the things we talked about, Mara, and the services and support that the Arts Council has, would you please give us your phone number again and that website address?
Sure. Our phone number is 218-745-9111, and our website is our name, the www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.
And before I let you go, we had a couple emails here at the station concerning last week's program with you and Spencer on the air, and they basically said Spencer did a fantastic job, so pass that along to him if you would.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
He had fun. It's a little, you know, he's a fifth grader,
oh, yeah,
so
he's
a little daunting, but
sure,
you always
sure.
do a good job making everyone feel really comfortable.
Well,
so
I appreciate that.
I'll line up more guest artists for you in the future.
Okay.
And then,
it's a busy time for you again this year.
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
Wonderful.
It was important to talk about our programs and services today so your listeners can find out. So.
Exactly. All right, Mara, thank you so much again.
Okay, bye, Ron.
That's Mara Whitman, Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock right here on Pioneer 90.1.